Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin the 8 a.m. meeting on February 10th. Looking at the agenda, we'll go to item number one, which is Pledge Allegiance. Can you key us in on that, Ruben? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and good morning again. We'll go to item number two, the roll call of board members. If you hear your name, please signify by saying aye. We'll begin with Dr. Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. So let the record reflect that all members are present. We'll go to item number three, which is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second, Garcia.
It's been moved by Director Fellow, seconded by Garcia. Are there any discussions? If not, then let's please vote by roll. If you hear your name, please let us know if you're voting yes or no. Thank you. So we'll go down the roll. Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Santana?
Aye.
And Director Chavez? Aye. The motion passes on a 5-0 vote on the adoption of the agenda. We'll go to item number four, public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the board of directors may do so at this time. And I'll ask Christine Hawkins, is there anybody that has requested speaking?
Good morning, President Chavez. No written comments have been received, and I see no hands raised at this time. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just pause for about 5 seconds to see if anybody wished to make any public comments. If not, then we'll move forward to item number five, committee reports. We have three before us, the government affairs, water resources, and administration and finance. Those reports are in our packets, so if any chairperson wish to add anything to those reports, may do so at this time.
Nothing to add.
If not, great. If not, then again, those reports are there for public inspection and can be read by directors. So with that, we'll go ahead and dispense with item number five and go to our consent calendar. There is, let me just change the page here. On item number 6A, B, and C, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented?
So moved, Trevino.
Second, Farrell.
Thank you. It's been moved by Trevino and seconded by Director Fellow. Any discussions on this item? If not, then let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on that. And I'll begin with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
Director Chavez. Aye. So that passes on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number seven. We have two items before us. We'll go to 7A first, which is to approve the Upper District's 2021 meeting schedule. There's a recommendation. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve. Second, Garcia.
Thank you. It's been moved by Santana, seconded by Garcia. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chavez. I just wanted to mention... Tom talked about this a bit yesterday in our committee meeting, is some way to schedule the committee so that we can have up-to-date reports on the committees. Some of them met yesterday with some important information. And if we could start working on the committee schedule so that we can present things earlier than 1 month or 2 weeks from now. Okay. We can think about it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great. So there's a motion on the floor. Any other discussion? If not, let's please take a roll call vote. We'll begin with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. 7A passes on a 5-0 vote. Then we'll go to item 7B, which is to award the interior demolition contract for Upper District's new headquarters to Teleco Construction Management. There is a recommendation. Is there a motion?
Trevino, move.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Santana.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded, moved by Trevino, seconded by Santana. Is there any discussion on this item? If not, then we will take a vote on this. So we'll begin with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, that's me. So
yeah.
I knew somebody was missing. So that passes. I vote aye, so that passes on a 5-0 vote. Thank you. We'll go to number 8 on our agenda, which is informational items. There's press releases and news articles that are in our packets for your reading pleasure. And then we'll go to item number 9, attorney's report. Mr. O'Neill.
Sorry about that, everybody. Can you hear me now? Okay. Not a big report today. Worked with the staff on the resolutions concerning the meeting time change, which we're enjoying this morning. Worked with staff and Metropolitan staff on the changeover of the Metropolitan representation, and worked on an agreement with Evelyn's office. And it's it was just a kind of a quiet time. I don't have much more to report than that. Other than that, at 9:15 this morning, there'll be a hearing in the San Diego versus Metropolitan case on the later filed cases. As I've reported in the past, the majority of the litigation in that case, which is San Diego's challenge to Metropolitan's rates, have concerned the 2010 and 2012 cases. That is now, those are resolved, and the court is now turning its attention to the 2014 and 2016 cases. And in that case, there is a hearing on a demur filed by Metropolitan this morning, and that is the kind of the first step in litigation moving forward in that matter. And we'll see what happens with that. The court will likely rule today or this week sometime. That concludes my attorney's report.
Thank you. Any questions for our attorney at this time? If not, thank you, Mr. O'Neill. And we'll go to item number 10, engineer's report. Mr. Johnson, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Hi, everybody. Wednesday morning, early. Good start this morning at 8 a.m. I have a short report, very, very, very short, actually. The key well elevation as of the 5th was 198.9. So as you can, sorry about that phone, as you can see, it's dropped down, back down below the 200 mark. We do need some rain. If we get some rain, we can put some water in the spreading grounds and bring it back up. But that's where we are right now. It's about 1.3 feet lower than it was just a month ago. some current information, the recent storm we had, and it actually occurred between January 21st, off and on through the 29th. In the basin, we got about 2.5 inches, and we added about 600 acre feet of storage into our canyon reservoir. So we did okay. It hasn't really solved our problem, but we did okay. As of right now at Ponystone Dam rainfall gauge, we're less than 50% of long-term average, about 46%. Downtown LA Civic Center, it's about 60% of long-term average. So we're still well behind where we need to be as far as rainfall. No releases. Canyon storage is down to about 17%. There's plenty of room for water. If it rains, we got plenty of room to put water in canyon storage. There's no import of water deliveries. I don't think there's much more other than Title 22, collecting water samples in the basin. During January at the wells, collected 37 samples under the Title 22 program. Back in December, we collected 12 wells were sampled. As I've described before, those are rotated on a monthly, quarterly, and semi-annual basis. And we did not receive any notices of wells shut down due to water quality last month. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any questions for our engineer? If not, thank you, Steve. We appreciate it, as always.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll go to item number 11, our general manager's report. Tom Love, welcome.
Thank you, President Chavez. So I have nothing to add to my written report, which you have in your package, except to add happy birthday to Director Trevino as of Sunday, February 7th. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Better get that elevator in, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to add a few extra handicap spots at the new building.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, Tom, for your report. And we'll go to item number 12, Metropolitan Report. That's in our packet. Does anyone want to share anything on that?
Yeah, just some updates for yesterday's meeting, which was the shortest I've ever attended. It was 49 minutes. And two new directors were installed, the Kai Fan from the city of Santa Ana and Councilman Fred Jung from the city of Fullerton. And most of the discussion yesterday dealt with the San Diego Metropolitan lawsuit, and the discussion centered around adding more fees to the lawyers. It's now nearing $1 million, unfortunately. And most of the talk was about security measures. Directors had a lot of conversations about what happened at the Florida water utilities and people hacking in and getting names of customers. And so a lot of discussions about security and cybersecurity going on right now. And I think that was a major thrust yesterday. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions on the Metropolitan Report or anything in general on that topic? If not, then thank you, Director Fellow. We'll go to item number 13, the Water Quality Authority Report. That's in your packet, and the meeting will be next week. There's nothing more to add. Item number 14, Water Master Report. We have two delegates on that board. So the report's in our packet. Is there anything that needs to be added to that report?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 14 is dispensed with. We'll go to item number 15, which is our AB 1234 compliance report. That's in our packet. There's probably not too much to report since we've been under COVID, but if there's anything that needs to be added, please do so at this time. If not, then we will move to item number 16, director's comments, and we'll start with Director Fellow.
The only thing I have to add is we had a AQUA Region 8 Federal Affairs meeting this week, and we have to look for a seminar session for this year's summer or spring schedule. And so I proposed doing something on the regional recycling project and they liked it, but that always means that you're the selected to do it. So I called on Tom Love, and hopefully if Tony Zampiello's listening, I'm going to call on him, and there'll be a seminar which will deal with the regional recycling program from Carson, and hope to get somebody from WRD. And then there'll be another webinar coming up, and I propose we do something about the Southern Nevada helping out with recycling projects. And we thought we would do it on transfers in general. So that's going to be very interesting, that somebody else is going to take that one over. So those are the two things coming up on Aqua. Thank you.
Thank you. And then we will continue on director's comments, and we'll go to Director Garcia.
I just wanted to comment on the cool, like, solar cup projects that Met has posted. There's a lot of options for a lot of people who maybe aren't in the solar cup, and it's K-12, and there's a lot of really cool water-related activities to do. And one of the things that I really liked is they have an opportunity to, like, win points, because that's the whole point. You want to win. But there's an opportunity to listen to Jobs in Water and to earn your school points by doing that. And I thought that was just, like, a wonderful opportunity, because we all know how cool water is, and I think it's important that, like, our public understand that too. And I also just wanted to plug a Black-owned business in our area, because it's Black History Month, but that's every day. And I know we all like coffee. Even Steve got his coffee right before our meeting, but it's in Glendora. It's called the Reverse Orangutan. And it's tangentially related to water, but I just think it's important to support our small businesses. So I know you probably all drink coffee. I drink a lot because I have a young child, but they have a lot of science of coffee, and he has a really great poster of the UC Davis, like, tasting chart. So support your small business. Thanks.
Director Garcia, would you repeat the name again?
It's called the Reverse Orangutan. It's named after a chess move in, like, of the board game chess. But it's the whole idea of, like, the name of it is that, like, you don't know what life's going to bring, and you just have to respond, because that's the whole thing. But it's an excellent place. And you can order coffee beans that they curate, and it's a sustainable coffee bean, like, shipment. And you can get it shipped to your house if you don't want to go anywhere. So, yeah. Thanks.
Good.
Okay, thank you. We'll continue on director's comments. We'll go to our birthday boy, Director Trevino.
Thank you, Mr. President. No, I don't have any comments.
Thank you. We'll go to Director Santana.
Great. So I had an exciting week. I participated in a presentation on the Regional Recycled Water Project put on by WELL. And that included LA County Sanitation, Devin Upade from the Met, LA County Public Works, and also the Water Replenishment District. I think it went pretty well. And then we did talk about getting community involvement and awareness on this project and just how important it is. So, and then last night with Tom, we were able to give a state of the district address to Duarte. Also, I think it went pretty well. And again, the Regional Recycled Water Project, there was some discussion on that. And it seemed like, we're trying to build that community awareness of how important this project is and how great it's going to be for the San Gabriel Valley. So those were two exciting things that happened this week.
Great. Thank you. We'll go to director's comments, and that will be myself. I don't think I have anything to report right now, but I just want to thank my colleagues and staff and of course, the public that's joining us this meeting. What a wonderful job everyone's doing. So if I have nothing to say, that's probably because everybody's doing a good job. So thank you for that. We'll continue on the agenda, which is item number 17, a future agenda item. Is there anything that needs to be placed on a future agenda? If not, then I'll ask our attorney, do we have anything on closed session?
We do not, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so there's no closed session. And I'm turning the page here. Let's see. Then we'll go to item number 19. And I'll ask Mr. Love, is there any information or any other business that the board needs to take action on today?
Not at this time.
Okay. If that's the case, we have fulfilled our obligations of going through the agenda and dispense with all the actions. So there's no further business. So at this time, I'll move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez.